anyone would think it's an election year. Everybody's starting to hand out the promises, but it was a funny situation on Friday. Well, we'll find out more. Let's talk to Lisa Chesters, our federal MP. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
I sort of had to do a bit of a double take on Friday because, I mean, I got your release that at 10:30 on Friday morning that you announced that should Labor win the next election, there's $4.5 million to go towards the upgrades at the Bendigo Airport, which is fantastic. And then a little later in the afternoon, I read that the Libs and Nats have come out and promised $4.5 million for upgrades to the Bendigo Airport. Is this some sort of new strategy, a tit-for-tat strategy now, is it?
Well, I think you can safely say we are in an election year. Yes. And let the games begin, which for me is a bit disappointing. It's great the government now realise how critical this project is, but it shouldn't take an election. It's been on the books for 5 years. Yeah. I committed to it at the last election. My goal now is to make sure that the money flows and putting pressure on the government to get these contracts signed before we go into the election and caretaker mode.
Yeah, and that was my initial thought on it too, was just the fact that, you know, this has been around for so long and it really does. I mean, look, at the end of the day, one way or the other, if we get the money and we get the upgrades, that's good, but it's always a pity when it gets to this point after being ignored in the handouts over the past few years that now, oh, it's an election, we better do it.
Yeah, and for me, I think that's the hardest thing. It's a missed opportunity. Like right now, our local tourism businesses would really be benefiting from an upgraded airport terminal if the government had funded it when the council first applied for funding 5+ years ago. If they'd matched my election commitment at the last election, we'd have the upgrades right now when we need them. Didn't happen. So looking forward, it's about locking the government in. They're not very good at keeping their word, so I guess that's my job, because our town needs this infrastructure. Qantas really do like travelling to Bendigo. The Bendigo-Sydney route is incredibly popular. They're looking at other possibilities, and an upgraded terminal will really help boost our chances for more flights.
Yeah, most certainly. And as you say, needed. I've been out there. It really is not fit for purpose in terms of if we want continued growth there. I know the last couple of years, obviously, have been very tough on everyone with lockdowns and what have you. But, you know, going forward, it is just such an important route between here and Sydney for business people in particular.
Oh, absolutely. So right now you'll probably notice when they have flights coming in and an aircraft on the actual at the airport, they actually have to close off the road in front of the airport because there are rules around how close you can have traffic to actual planes. So, you know, the simple fact that they put witch's hats out to stop cars parking in front of the airport, as an example, it demonstrates that we need the funding to improve safety and to meet the minimum standards that exist today around airports. I'm excited about the prospect of, you know, where else we could be going. Lots of people tell me they use the service, they live in Bendigo, but rather than drive to Melbourne, find a park, navigate the chaos of Melbourne Airport, they can fly Bendigo, Sydney, everywhere. So the idea that we could go Bendigo, Brisbane or Bendigo, Adelaide is really attractive for lots of people who live in our town.
And the other way too, you know, bringing people into the town because, you know what, it's a beautiful little city and, you know, I'd recommend to anyone if you're looking for a nice break in a little more relaxed atmosphere than the big city, this is perfect.
That's right. Think about Elvis. You know, think about all the great exhibitions we've got coming up. But we're also a town that does well from sports tourism, where people travel here to compete in sports. Post-pandemic, that's going to pick back up. And groups, rather than trying to navigate Melbourne or Sydney, they are choosing our regional cities to go. This is just one of the many projects that we need focus on this year, this infrastructure that will help us in the pandemic recovery. I mean, granted, we're still in a pandemic. It's still pretty tough out there, but we need to start doing the work now so the recovery is quicker.
Yeah, most definitely. Just when you said, think about Elvis, I thought, what's he using the service as well? Hell's bells. no, it's going to be huge, that Elvis thing here. I tell you what, that's going to bring in so many people.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll all be in a stage of real safety when it comes to COVID and the pandemic. But just what our town needs, that uplift. It'll bring a really diverse group as well. Like, this is the first time this exhibition around Elvis will have come to Australia. It's kind of one of those real specials that the art gallery does. It picks an exhibition that they think will be popular, that's got mainstream appeal, yeah. That hasn't been seen anywhere else in Australia. And you know, what I know of Elvis fans is they will travel.
Yes.
They will travel to see an exhibition about their idol.
They will. Well, Lisa, in the words of the great man himself, well, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Good to catch up, Robbo.
See you later. Lisa Chesters, Federal MP, joining us on the Wake Up Call this morning.